The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. And we're going to start off this time around with the Durham Performing Arts Center, also known as DPAC. Most shows start at 8 o'clock, unless noted. Tuesday, February 21st, an evening to shine. As in past years, hundreds of choral and dance students representing all of the school district's facilities will perform. Proceeds from An Evening to Shine support the Durham Promise Scholarship Fund, a community-funded scholarship program administered by the Durham Public Schools Foundation. Program starts at 7. Wednesday, February 22nd, Brandy Carlisle, a special solo performance. The upcoming performances add to yet another monumental year for Carlisle, who was nominated for 7 awards at the 65th Annual Grammy Awards. Those nominations, Album of the Year, Record of the Year, Best Americana Album, Best Americana Performance, Best American Roots Song, Best Rock Performance, and Best Rock Song. Already a 6-time Grammy Award winner, this year's accolades bring her total number of Grammy nominations to 24. Friday through Sunday, February 24th through the 26th, it's Riverdance, a powerful and stirring reinvention of this beloved favorite, celebrated over the world for its Grammy Award-winning score and the thrilling energy and passion of its Irish and international dance. 25 years on, the show has been completely reimagined with innovative and spectacular lighting, projection, stage, and costume designs. Tuesday, February 28th through Sunday, March 5th, Jagged Little Pill, the musical. Joy, love, heartache, strength, wisdom, catharsis, life. Everything we've been waiting to see in a Broadway show is here in the exhilarating, fearless new musical based on Alanis Morissette's world-changing music. Wednesday, March 8th, it's Trixie and Catch Alive. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime event where drag's dynamic drag duo deliver unparalleled feats of theatrical eroticism and hilarious ingenuity right before your very eyes. What critics are calling shockingly poignant and mercifully brief. Friday, March 10th, Nashville songwriters, the writers behind dozens of number one country hits, bring their songs and stories to DPAC to help benefit Loud Lemon Foundation, a charitable organization focused on music instruction and therapy to underserved communities. 8 top country songwriters will sing their hits and share their stories, bringing fans closer to the creative process that has produced some of the biggest hits in country music. Sunday, March 12th, it's the Bull City Food and Beer Experience. This year, the event features 30 Triangle restaurants paired with breweries, and it's all spread out on all 3 DPAC floors featuring unlimited samplings and the Harris on Stage Experience, showcasing live music and a variety of local food vendors. This event is a fundraiser benefiting the Interfaith Food Shuttle. 4 o'clock start time. Tuesday, March 14th, it's Il Divo. With songs in 4 languages, their debut album Il Divo became a top four sensation in 19 countries, and it hit number one in 8 of those. The group went on to be a world leader in their unique pop opera genre, achieving second to none success around the world. Thursday, March 16th through Sunday, March 19th, American Ballet Theater presents Giselle. This engrossing tale of unrequited love, revenge, and forgiveness has been an enduring classic for nearly 200 years because of the exquisite and exacting dancing it requires of its entire ensemble. In the hands of the American Ballet Theater, one of the world's leading ballet companies, Giselle is transcendent. An unmissable evening of stunning artistry. It's a Duke Performances event. There are various performance times. Next up, Friday through Monday, March 24th through the 27th at DPAC, Trevor Noah, Off the Record Tour. A South African comedian, writer, producer, political commentator, actor, and former television host. He was the host of The Daily Show, an American late-night talk show and satirical news program on Comedy Central. His shows are at 8 o'clock on Friday and Monday, 7 o'clock Saturday and Sunday. Tuesday, March 28th, Tedeschi Trucks Band, a Grammy Award-winning 12-piece powerhouse ensemble, led by the husband-wife duo of guitarist Derek Trucks and singer-guitarist Susan Tedeschi, two of the best roots rock musicians of their generation, as stated by NPR. Their performance starts at 7:30. And Saturday, April 1st, Taylor Tomlinson, the Have It All Tour. The New York Times opines comedian Taylor Tomlinson demonstrates tight joke writing, carefully honed acts outs, and a ruthless appetite for laughs. New York Magazine adds watching Tomlinson gives you the same comfort as a Taylor Swift concert or a Broadway show that's been on for years. Saturday's shows at 7 and 9:30. Sunday's performance is at 7. All right, we're going to switch over to Carolina Theater. It's on West Morgan Street in Durham. All programs start at 8, unless noted. Thursday, February 23rd, Tower of Power. For more than 50 years, Tower of Power has delivered the best in funk and soul music. Tower's window-rattling grooves and raucous party spirit has been a balm for the soul throughout their half-century of existence. Friday, March 3rd, Nikki Glaser, the Good Girl Tour. One of the funniest female voices in comedy today for over a decade at clubs and theaters across the country, and as the host of 3 hit podcasts. That show starts at 7. Saturday, March 4th at Carolina Theater, Felipe Esperanza, the Big Foo Tour. From being raised in the projects in a family of 9 living in the most gang-infested neighborhood in the country, to winning NBC's Last Comic Standing, to selling out live comedy shows all over the country, and being able to act in TV shows and movies, Felipe's life has been anything but boring. Thursday, March 9th, Miranda Sings, featuring Colleen Ballinger. Colleen is a multi-hyphenate actor, comedian, trained vocalist, writer, and executive producer. She is best known for portraying her character, Miranda Sings, a personality that is the polar opposite of Miss Ballinger. And the show starts at 7:30. Friday, May 10th, Jerry Cantrell, Brighton Tour 2023. Beyond the instantly identifiable riffs and equally recognizable vocals, Jerry Cantrell will always be known as a songwriter first and foremost. Those songs comprise his influential catalog as co-founder, vocalist, lead guitarist, and main songwriter of the iconic Alice in Chains. Saturday, March 11th, Uncle Devin, an award-winning drummer and percussionist who specializes in family funk, known as the Children's Drumcussionist, he is a national leader in the family music industry. That show starts at 11 a.m. on Saturday, March 11th. Also that evening, ICCA South Semifinal. The International Championship of Collegiate Acapella is a real-life Pitch Perfect. Join in for an unforgettable, family-friendly evening of the best local acapella competition, battling head-to-head for a chance to advance to the next round of competition. Performances start at 7. Tuesday, March 14th, Liz Wright, through an inimitable voice that the New York Times touts as a smooth, dark alto possessed of qualities you might associate with barrel-aged bourbon or buttersoft leather. Wright sings with a soaring reflection of the cultural fabric of America. Sunday, March 19th, at Sarah Silverman, Grow Some Lips Tour. Sarah is a two-time Emmy Award-winning comedian, actress, writer, and producer. She currently hosts her weekly podcast, the critically acclaimed The Sarah Silverman Podcast. Her performance starts at 7. Tuesday, March 21st, Tales as Tall as the Sky. Tuesday, March 21st, Ty Tribbett, All Things New Tour. Thursday, March 23rd, Hits the Musical. Friday, March 24th, The Second City Swipes Right. And Saturday, March 25th, at Carolina Theater, Orpheus and Eurydice. Tuesday, March 28th, Sam Morril, The Class Act Tour. And Friday through Sunday, March 31st through April 2nd, the Durham Savoyards presents Gilbert and Sullivan's The Yeoman of the Guard. All right, Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts in Raleigh. February 24th, there are two shows there, An Evening with Gregory Porter. The two truly experience Porter and his talent. His live performances are essential. That's at Memorial Auditorium. Also that night, Sierra Hall and Justice Moses with a Pinecone event. Sierra Hall is a multi-IBMA award winner, including the 2022 Mandolin Player of the Year. Her husband, Justin Moses, is also widely recognized as a player and recording artist. Fletcher Opera Theater at 7:30. Friday and Saturday, February 24th and 25th, Mozart Requiem. From the North Carolina Symphony at May Mandy Concert Hall. Wednesday, March 1st, Pieces of Gold. This is an annual arts extravaganza produced by the Wake County Public School System and the Wake Education Partnership. This is at Memorial Auditorium at 7. Friday, March 3rd, the Kruger Brothers celebrate Doc Watson's 100th birthday. This is a Pinecone event at Fletcher Opera Theater at 7 o'clock. Friday, February 24th. Well, let me see. I did that over again, didn't I? Saturday, March 4th, it's New Jack City. Fans will relive the nonstop drama of one crime family bonded by blood and forged together through friendship, and audiences will be transported back to the early 90s when drug kingpin Nino Brown takes over the Carter apartment complex. This is at Memorial Auditorium. Performances at 3 and 8. March 9th through the 26th, Mozart Symphony No. 40 from the Carolina Ballet. This ballet creates a society that parades and poses as elites. Mozart subtly captures human undertones, allowing the dancers to portray the refined elements of the symphony while expressing their true natures as well. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Friday, March 10th, Friday Favorites, selections from Peer Gynt from the North Carolina Symphony. It's at Maimandy Concert Hall at noon. Friday and Saturday, March 10th and 11th, Rachmaninoff Piano Concerto No. 3 from the North Carolina Symphony, Maimandy Concert Hall. Friday and Saturday, March 17 and 18, In the Air Tonight, the music of Phil Collins and Genesis from the North Carolina Symphony. The symphony pays tribute to pop icon Phil Collins. Relive hits including Follow You, Follow Me, I Missed Again, Turn It On Again, Susudio, One More Night, Take Me Home, and the iconic In the Air Tonight. This is at Maimandy Concert Hall. 8 o'clock performances both nights. Friday, March 24th, Duke Energy Center, Churchill. In this often funny, sometimes touching, and always engaging one-man show, veteran British actor David Payne brings Churchill to life on stage. Audiences will be delighted to hear of his exploits during the Boer War, his constant battles with Britain's fellow politicians, and his special relationship with America and America's presidents. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater at 7:30. Friday and Saturday, March 24th and 25th, Brahms Symphony No. 3 from the North Carolina Symphony. This is at Maimandy Concert Hall. All right, Carytown events. Performances at the Page, Sunday, March 12th. It's Bill Leslie, Carolina Celtic. That's at 4 o'clock. Saturday, April 1st, Roadhouse Storytellers. During its first 3 years, Roadhouse Storytellers put 55 different storytellers on stage. In September 2022, the Roadhouse Storytellers debuted at the Page Walker, beginning what is hoped to be a feature of the Performances at the Page series. 7 upcoming outdoor performances, Friday, May 26th, Sabor e Cultura at 6, Friday, June 16th, Bog Turtle at 7, Friday, July 28th, Jam Rock at 7, Friday, August 4th, Celebration of Bluegrass at a time to be determined, and all shows, the Roadhouse Storytellers, are free. All right, Marvelous Music Main Stage Series, Cary Arts Center. Shows are at 7:30. Saturday, March 18th, Take 3. Friday, April 21st, Croce Plays Croce. And Saturday, May 20th, Reese Palmer. The Marvelous Music Family Series, they've got a show Saturday, April 15th. Bright Star Touring Theater presents The Little Mermaid. And they're out with the schedule for Bands, Bites, and Boats at Bond Park Boathouse. It's the first Fridays of each month. April 7th, Jason Adamo. May 5th, Story Charlemagne. June 2nd, To Die For. July 7th, Curry Wayne Clayton, Jr. August 4th, Carson Mack. September 1st, Misty Mayhem. And October 6th, Tiger Lily. That's all in Cary. Okay, the Wake Forest Renaissance Center. Friday and Saturday, March 3rd and 4th, it's the Wake Forest Film Festival. Spotlight passionate, creative, and thought-provoking movies by some of today's most promising and accomplished local, national, and international filmmakers. Saturday, March 25th, Living Rhythms, African Drumming. Performances are an educational, transformative, and exciting exploration of the drumming and dance of West Africa. Free performance at the Alston Massenburg Center. Saturday, April 22nd, Croce Plays Croce. This is a sold-out performance. Perhaps you can get on a waiting list. A.J. Croce's career spans three decades, touring with a wide range of musicians, including B.B. King, Ray Charles, Willie Nelson, and the Neville Brothers. While A.J. has always traveled on his own musical road, he will bring his unique concert that celebrates both his own music and the music of his dad, Jim Croce. And that show starts at 7:30. And Friday, May 5th, it is Happy Dan, the Magic Man. All right. Arts Access is North Carolina's only nonprofit organization dedicated solely to making the arts accessible to children and adults with disabilities. Arts Access has spent the past 38 years advocating for the rights of people with disabilities, working with cultural arts organizations to build inclusive programming, and working with schools to ensure K-12 arts curriculum is inclusive and accessible to kids with disabilities. Currently, Arts Access North Carolina employs a roster of more than 15 contract audio describers in North Carolina who describe live theater, visual art, and dance performances for patrons who are blind or have low vision. The following is a listing of events currently available for audio description. Tuesday, March 7th, They Do Not Know Harlem. Bear witness to an extraordinary immersive performance by artist, dancer, and storyteller Tristan Andre, who summons the spirit of James Baldwin in an excavation of a black and queer life lived in a not always welcoming world. This is at Playmakers Repertory Company, UNC Chapel Hill, 7:30 performance. And then Sunday, March 26th, Fancy Nancy, the musical. Fancy Nancy and her friends are going to be performing in their very first show, Deep Sea Dances. Nancy is positive that she and her friend will be picked to be mermaids, but that doesn't happen. And she's stuck playing a dreary and dull tree. 5:30 performance at Raleigh Little Theater on Sunday, March 26th. A sensory-friendly performance of Fancy Nancy the Musical is set for April 1st at 2 o'clock. All right, Garner Performing Arts Center, Saturday, March 4th, Junie B's Essential Survival Guide to School. There are two performances at 10 and 2. And then Saturday, March 25th, it's Balsam Range, the 2018 IBMA's Entertainer of the Year, has become one of the genre's most award-winning acts. Since forming in 2007 in western North Carolina's Haywood County, the group has garnered 13 IBMA Awards on the heels of 8 critically acclaimed albums. All right, at the Halley Cultural Arts Center in Apex, the classical concert series on Sunday, March 19th, is at 3 o'clock, an afternoon with Duo Romantico, husband and wife team Gordon and Kathy Kreplin, on flute, guitar, and voice. The Jazz Live Concert Series, upcoming show on Sunday, March 5th, featuring internationally renowned Steinway artist and jazz pianist Lenore Raphael and special guest Aaron Gross on bass and Wayne Wilkinson on guitar and Noah Powell with vocals. That's a 3 o'clock show. Triangle Youth Jazz Ensemble, Saturday, March 25th. It is their spring concert, and the performance starts at 7. Sunday, March 5th, an evening of jazz with Darnell Showcase Taylor, and that concert starts at 7 o'clock. Crown Theater in Fayetteville. Friday, March 3rd, it's Country Wayne. Saturday, March 11th, Royal Comedy 2023. Friday, March 31st, Comedian John Crist. Saturday, April 1st, Boys to Men. Thursday, May 4th, Dino Ranch Live. Sunday, May 7th, it's the World Ballet Series featuring Cinderella. And then on Friday, May 26th, Deuces Wild Comedy Tour with Earthquake, D.C. Curdy. Let me start that whole thing over again. Performers are Earthquake, D.C. Curry, Lil Duval, and Arnez J. At Greenfield Lake Amphitheater in Wilmington, Friday and Saturday, April 7th and 8th, Lucas Nelson and the Promise of the Real. Friday, April 14th, Indigo Girls. Sunday, April 16th, Father John Misty. Thursday, April 20th, Spafford. Saturday, April 22nd, Judah and the Lion. Friday, April 28th, Humphreys McGee. Saturday, April 29th, Ben Folds. Thursday, May 25th, St. Paul and the Broken Bones. And Saturday and Sunday, July 15 and 16, Michael Fronte and Spearhead. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Triangle Bulletin Board is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. Comments or questions? Call us, 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.